Meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education will now come to order. Time, please.
7:36.
Thank you. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through the annual public notice on January 8, 2015. Faxing to three newspapers designated by the board, the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Hunterdon Review, and Express Times. Also posting on the district website, the Maine Bulletin Board, in the administrative office, and finally faxing to the clerk of Clinton Township. Mr. Jeskiewicz, can we please have a roll call?
Mrs. Grant.
Here.
Mrs. McLaughlin. Mrs. Hand. Mr. Malloy. Mrs. McHugh. Mr. McTiernan.
Present.
Mr. Petuto.
Here.
Mr. Sturgis.
Here.
Mrs. Vanderhoff.
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Sturgis, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance this evening, please?
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. McTiernan, would you please be the process guardian for this evening's meeting?
Yes.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the monthly meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education. Today is Monday, July 27, 2015, and the summer is rapidly moving along, which I can see the administrator starting to shake a little bit. Before we know it, the buses will be making their practice runs around our community, and that alarm clock will be going off rather shortly, which brings big sighs to us all. But welcome, everyone. Just one or two things for members of the board. Tonight, I have put in front of each of you the task list of projects that have been completed by our administration as well as committees on the board. Those items that have been completed from the last monthly board meeting until today are in blue. And we will be, next month, we'll be working on another set of tasks that we're required to do in order to keep the district moving. So I bring that to your attention. That is all for my report this evening. And I'd like to move on to the report of our superintendent of schools, Dr. Clark.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming tonight. I actually only have, I have no HIV report to make. Is there wood somewhere? And yeah, there you go. Thank you. I did want to share, I spoke to Mr. McTiernan, and he has graciously allowed me to speak a little bit on this subject. So, and that is on a hiring recommendation I've made for this to the board this evening, for Mrs. Joanne Hinkle, for the supervisor of instruction position. I wanted to share that we had 26 applicants who were screened for this position. 8 were brought in for formal interviews, inclusive of Mrs. Hinkle. I wanted to share that she was she's a known and high-performing member of our leadership team. She graduated from Drew University with a BA in history and education, and from Fairleigh Dickinson with an MA in educational leadership. She is experienced in curriculum writing and mapping, is extensively trained in problem-based learning and writers and readers workshop, and has coordinated and led professional development. She is familiar with the next generation science standards and with the goals of our strategic plan. She has been a teacher, a vice principal, and is the district affirmative action officer. Joanne is known here for her attention to detail, her ability to move instruction forward, and is respected for her knowledge of curriculum, the law, and her quick mind, which I very much appreciate. and reference regularly. I'm proud to recommend her as part of our curriculum team, and I know she will remain part of Round Valley School as well. In fact, her office is going to stay there for a while, although you will see her in the other buildings, all right? I've asked her to remain at Round Valley for a while to help out there, and I know she can handle all of it with great skill and diplomacy. So I'm excited that she's going to be joining us in curriculum and meeting with our curriculum committee on a regular basis. So I'm excited about that. Thank you, Joe. That's my report for tonight. It's a quiet, wait, I can't say that.
You're done?
I'm done.
Okay. I'd like to open the floor to our first public comment section on agenda items only. To guarantee the fair and orderly expression of an individual, our bylaw 167 limits comments to 3 minutes. We'll adhere to this bylaw to allow for everyone to be heard in a fair, consistent, and equitable way. Also, this public comment section is only for comments made by the public. It is not an interactive session between the board and the public. This too is defined by our bylaw. The board will make note of any questions or comments that a member of the public will make at the microphone. If the Board of Education has an immediate answer to the question or questions, they'll be answered at the conclusion of the public comments section. To the extent any other action is warranted, it will be addressed by the board president or the superintendent of schools as appropriate. No participant may speak more than once on the same topic until all others who wish to speak on that topic have been heard. If you'd like to address the board, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section on agenda items to 25 minutes. Would you like to address the board?
Not at this time.
Anyone? No? Seeing none, I'd like to then move on to our first recognition of the public, and I'd like to open the floor to our first recognition of the public. The same guidelines that we have set for the public comment section on agenda items only will apply to this section as well. If you'd like to address the board, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 25 minutes. Anyone like to address the board? Nope, seeing none. I'd like to move on then to the report of our school business administrator and board secretary, Mr. Jeskowitz.
Current date of the Board of Education's next meeting is scheduled for Monday, August 24th, 2015 at 7:30 p.m. in the Clinton Township Middle School Auditorium. The September 28th regular meeting will have a start time of 7 p.m. to accommodate HIB training. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided on July 15th, 2015, and that concludes my report.
Thank you.
I would just like to add about the September 28th meeting that's starting at 7 o'clock. David Nash, one of the authorities on HIV law and training, will be here to train the Board of Education. He is also going to be speaking to any questions that parents may have. So I will send out an alert and information about that once school starts and everybody is in school mode, but I thought we have some regulars who attend our meetings and that you might want to know that it will be HIV training starting at 7 o'clock, and parents will be part of asking questions if they so choose.
Thank you. I'm looking for a motion, please, for 16BA-001.
Motion.
Dan?
Second.
Second. Rachel?
From my side of the table.
Any questions for Mr. Jeskowitz this evening?
I'm representing.
Seeing none, can we have a roll call, please?
Mr. McTiernan.
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Yes.
Mr. Pituto.
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis.
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderoff.
Yes.
Mrs. Grant.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Moving on to the reports of our committees this evening, we'll start off with our Facilities and Finance Committee. Mr. John Pituto is the chair of that committee. Mr. Pituto, can you give your committee's report, sir?
Certainly. So tonight we have a total of 37 action items. Most of them are pretty much business as usual. We have the approval of payment of bills for the June and July period. We have a couple of travel requests and two action items actually related to nursing services. We actually have a number of change orders all related to the various site work that's being done at our schools. And action items FF021 through FF030 are all related to transportation, including the renewal of our contract with Urban Raphael, who are our primary busing provider. And with that, I'd like to set forth a motion for the approval of action items F16 FF001 through 16 FF037.
Looking for a second, please? Mr. McTiernan, any questions for Mr. Pituto?
I've got some questions.
Sure.
We discussed this multiple times. I don't remember the answer. Looking at FF013, the school nurse with recreation, is that a 12-month or a 10-month assignment? I just don't recall.
No, it's just summer school.
Just the summer.
Just the summer.
Okay, great. Second question would be on the bus rates. I don't think we have the answer to this yet, but when will we know? Did the rates increase, decrease, stay the same from previous years? Are we close to knowing that data?
Well, what we did was our routes that we had that went out to bid 2 years ago, there is a CPI index. So when they get renewed, they were renewed at an increase of 1.34%.
Was there an increase in the number of routes or a decrease is really what I'm at there? In other words, our net total costs, did that go up or down?
Well, we're still not finished with some of our routes. We're just going through with our non-public routes, getting those, which I just got today from the Hudson County ESC. Some of the routes we had to rebid because of kindergarten going from half-time to full-time. So that kind of changed some routes that the vendor did not want to renew with us, so we went out to bid for those routes. They kind of came in probably roughly about what the increase would be. So we're pretty much on target for what I budgeted at this point. And also, we may have to add, we had a note in here, about adding a van to one of our routes because we've had some people that have living on the outskirts of town, and we don't want to have students being on the bus for over an hour. So we're having a van, so then this way that keeps the one route under an hour and then allows the other students to get here on a timely basis.
So with what you know, we're either within or at budget?
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions, Kevin?
Also a transportation question.
Kevin, can you speak into the microphone? I can't hear you.
Also a transportation question.
They're not working.
Were we supposed to hit something tonight?
I actually put the button on down there.
Is that okay? Nothing's happening. The lights are on, but I don't think the volume's on. Hello?
No. There was something, some button.
I put the main button on down there, and that's... I only put the bottom button on down below. Mm-hmm. There's another one? I don't think
there
is.
Do we know if it needs to be recorded? So we need to fix it. Right?
Yeah, Tim's not here this week. That's why.
Yeah, it should be.
How dare Tim take it again?
I put the power on.
Take it up with his boss.
We're going to have to ask Kevin to project.
Or Kevin, if you want to step up to the podium.
My question is it still being recorded?
Maybe you could step up to the podium. That would help.
Is it still being recorded? I just checked. It looks like it's being
recorded.
Okay. We'll just yell, or the people in the back can come closer. We've all had dinner.
You want to go to the podium, Kevin?
Can't hear.
There he goes.
I have experience with that.
Is this on?
Nope.
Just yell.
Just project.
All right, I'm going to project.
That was switched off. It's on now, but it's still not.
All right.
Okay, my question was relating to transportation also. On 029, the tiered routes, are they different than the normal routes that we've renewed with Raphael?
On the little?
Actually, what that was, that was also a piece that went out for, let me see. That was the routes that we had that were involving the full-day kindergarten routes. These were the routes that were tiered.
Oh, it's fixed.
That the vendor did not want to renew with us.
Okay.
We rebid those routes, and these are the prices that came back in. And first student won two of the routes, and ESC won the third route.
Okay. So Raphael has the routes that they had last year, minus the routes they didn't
minus these routes,
want to retain.
Correct.
And then ESC had routes last year as well. Did they also renew their routes?
Thanks.
Yes.
Okay. Now, a question just on the buses. Do they have the same requirements? Like, for example, Raphael has the video recording system in their buses. Do the other vendors have the same requirement?
From my understanding, yes. From what I've talked to Mr. Ford about, yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Pituto?
Yes.
Mr. McKinnon?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderoff?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank the board members on two of our items that we had on here. Many questions were asked about some of the change orders. I've had members on our committee come out to take a look and get a better understanding of the changes that had to occur with some of the items that were going on. So I'd like to thank them for coming out and learning about what had to go into the facilities.
Okay, moving on to our personnel negotiations committee. Mr. Dan McTiernan is the chair of that committee. Mr. McTiernan, can you give your committee's report, sir?
Sure.
Thank you.
On the agenda, we have action item 16-PN-001. Through 16-PN-025. Those of you who are in the room, we do have an addendum, which is action item 16-PN-026. Oops, excuse me, 25 is the addition. We had up to 24 on the agenda. The addition, for anyone listening on the tape, is to approve the employment of Jessica Moore as a CTMS science teacher, grade 7. Replacing P. Ferrante at one step ABCBA, $49,142, salary to be adjusted upon settlement of the negotiated agreement, effective August 25, 2005 through the 2015-16 school year. The other items that we have on the agenda, Dr. Clark did announce our new supervisor, is taking care of that. I think that's the one item for most of the board to have paid attention to and be sure that you've seen. Other than that, we have our usual small number of some resignations. We have some people going on leave. We also addition of some bus aides and some teachers hiring. Again, all the responsibility of the administrative staff who have done their jobs admirably. So with that, I would put forward action items PN-001 through action item 16-PN-025, and also would make a note that notice that we started the 2016 school year with the numerical additions here. Starting at the beginning.
Looking for a second, please?
Second.
Any questions for Mr. McTiernan this evening?
I have a question. So the updated job descriptions, PN-024, will those be, where will those be housed? Will they be on our website? Are they in a manual?
They're in a manual.
Manual.
When we post a job, we usually post the job description with the job post.
Okay, great.
Any other questions? No, seeing none, may we please have a roll call?
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Pituto?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderoff?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Our Policy Curriculum Committee met again this month. Mrs. McLaughlin is the chair of that committee. Mrs. McLaughlin, can you please give your committee's report?
Surely. The committee met on July 13th for a little under 2 hours. We're getting better on timing. There are four action items this evening. There are a couple to note. Action item PC2 is the approval of the Special Ed Procedural Manual for Directors, Coordinators, and Supervisors of Special Services for the North Hunterdon Voorhees Regional Sending Districts for the 2015-16 school year. Mrs. Steinheimer was kind enough to attend our meeting as a guest and explain the process for this manual. This was a coordinated effort among all districts in Hunterdon County. So all sending districts for North and Voorhees came together and looked at processes and procedures for identifying students for special education services and related services. There are timelines, there are flow charts, there are specific guidelines to follow. This was a concerted effort by many people, and it was very well done. And we appreciated Mrs. Steinheimer's explanation. We also have a couple of policies. They're up for first reading. There's a policy on tutoring and the New Jersey Family Leave Insurance Program. By law, the New Jersey Family Leave Insurance Program now requires that teachers taking teachers taking family leave have to use 10 sick days. It's not an option. Before, it was an option when they go out. And we are slightly revising the tutoring policy. Previously, teachers that were going to be tutoring students can't speak privately couldn't tutor students enrolled in their current classes, and we are expanding that to include any student in a subsequent school year. So for example, if you have a student that you would like your student child tutored over the summer, the expectation is that you wouldn't have your incoming child's teacher for the following school year. In addition to that, the board has spent a lot of time looking at policy manuals. They spend a lot of time every month looking at policies. And the board is going to move forward tonight a contract with New Jersey School Boards for a policy manual review. And this will allow us to consolidate some redundant policies that we have. It will give us a point person so that when Dr. Clark needs to ask somebody about a policy, she will have a direct contact person. Hopefully, it will alleviate some of the costs associated with contacting our legal representative.
I'll be fine.
And it also will alleviate some of the costs that we use for Strauss Esme. It seems that, in reviewing we contract out a private company, Strauss Esme, a lot of school districts do, and in reviewing their information to us, it's not always specific to our own needs. It's often very nebulous, and so this we feel is a better plan for our school district.
Okay. I'm just passing a list of what the New Jersey School Board sent as their specific savings.
Oh, so in addition to policy writing and maintenance, they offer updates, news, training, and consultation. So, they advertise it's the full bill of goods, and hopefully we will pass on the cost savings to the taxpayers. In addition to that, we have one action item that approves the grant application for the New Jersey Child Assault Prevention Program. We typically approve this every year, so this is procedural in nature. And I think that covers about everything. We will also be meeting again August 10th for our next policy and curriculum meeting. So with that being said, I'd like to move action items PC1 through PC4 at this time.
Thank you. Looking for a second, please?
Second.
Mr. Sturgis? Any questions for Mrs. McLaughlin? Nope, seeing none, can we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Petuto?
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderhoff?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. We have an ad hoc committee formed to review the district website. Mr. Petuto is the chair of that particular ad hoc committee. Mr. Petuto, can you share a report with us this evening?
Sure. The committee has not met since our last board meeting. We are actually looking to regroup sometime in August, where we will finalize the presentation and all of our findings that we will present to the board at a later date. So we're nearing the end. Okay. Hopefully I'll have more of an update at our next meeting.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
Moving on, we have another ad hoc committee. It's looking at the feasibility of closing a school in our district. I'm the chair of that committee. I'll give that report this evening. We met last week as a committee We evaluated the capacities during that meeting. We evaluated the capacities of each school by total number of full-size classrooms, small group rooms, specialized rooms. And when we talk about specialized rooms, we're referring to these things such as an enrichment room, sensory room, speech, resource room, the gym, the cafeteria, the auditorium, faculty room, copy rooms, etc. So those are what we deem as specialty rooms. The list goes on, but I won't go through the whole thing at the moment. And then we looked at office space as well. We started also looking at the current student enrollment data for 2015 and 16 as they're defined today, and we started putting them into a spreadsheet which evaluated by grade level the utilization of full-size classrooms and small group rooms and specialization rooms as well. With the current data that we have, we started to look at two potential options for the district. One is, do we have the ability to close a school? And two, do we have the ability to consolidate our student population within our four schools? When we looked at closing a school, we explored how much money does closing a particular school save the district and ultimately the taxpayer. And then we looked at and started to talk about what's the impact on community programs if we have one less building to offer to our community. So if we had one less gym, if we had less classroom spaces, if we didn't have an all-purpose rooms, those kinds of things, what would that impact be? Then when we started talking a little bit about consolidation, we started to move some pieces around and started to look at the potential different configurations. So do we go, if we can consolidate, do we consolidate to a K to two, so a primary school? Do we look to then have an elementary school of a 3 to 5 and a middle school of a 6 to 8? So this is very beginning, very cursory, but that's what we started to do with the current data that we have now. We reviewed some different options under consolidation format as well. Would we actually have the space to consolidate for special subjects, or do we have to potentially put those subjects on a cart? And does the community want that type of option, which we'll get feedback, whatever we're going to recommend, before we recommend it, we'll get feedback from the community on this, of course. What happens to gym class sizes, right? As a gym classes get larger, how big is too big? We have to look at the noise levels and things of that nature as well. As part of consolidation, if we do consolidate and there's segments of a school or schools that won't be vacated, is an opportunity for us to rent that out to potentially gain revenue for the district. And then who would those suitable renters be? So that's another segment of the discussions we had that evening. Consolidation may also mean that there's a possibility of increasing or decreasing transportation costs, and that's an unknown at the moment. So we started to put some different scenarios together, and we've asked for some very cursory, very high-level estimates on what that may look like with some current data. During August, we'll insert the projected and estimated demographic numbers that we were supplied by Dr. Grip into the chart that I talked about before. Once the numbers are inserted, then we'll make the decision as to whether or not we can actually close a school without negatively impacting our children's education. And we'll also take a look at whether or not we can consolidate with our student population, once again, without negatively impacting the education of our students. We have set a date of September 24th for our next meeting, which will take all the things that we're currently working on, bring that back to committee, and talk about it in a greater bit of detail. And then I will have more to report to you in September. Moving on to old business. I'd like to ask Mr. McTiernan first. Mr. McTiernan is our liaison to the town council. Mr. McTiernan, do you have anything to report as liaison?
Just a little bit. There have been two meetings since we last met with council. I missed the last meeting as it was postponed due to lack of a quorum, and I was at a conflict on the last Wednesday when they had it. But prior to that, it's important to note that the biggest issue facing council right now in Clinton Township is COA. And it's good to know that the township's plan was voted into the Highlands Act, and this is back in June. The only thing that could prevent this from taking effect, or the inclusion of Clinton Township into the Highlands plan, would be if the governor vetoes that inclusion or that vote by the Highlands Committee within a 30-day period. I believe that 30-day period actually ends right around this week. Not sure exactly what the date is, but it's a good sign. Nothing's happened on that. No one's heard a word on it. And it's extremely unusual, in fact, it hasn't happened, that the governor would veto any township, town, municipality being included into the Highlands Act. What that means is that the Clinton Township plan, probably as designed right now, would go forward as designed, and some of the sites now need to be selected. And again, that plan would be put into place between now and the year 2025. So a lot of work that the Township Council has to do. Again, the important part from the school board's perspective is, what's the impact on the schools? What's the impact upon number of children entering into the school system? And right now that seems to fit within all of the plans, or the plans as identified by our demographer, and the plans of the school board would have minimal to no effect right now.
Thank you.
Negotiations?
Yes.
Also an update on negotiations. I think everyone is aware of that the parties have come to agreement on a memorandum of agreement. That's the first stage to getting to a final agreement. One of the major items that has to take place is they need to agree on a salary guide. A salary guide was submitted for board review by the association. The board has had that reviewed by New Jersey school boards, which has given us a report which will be viewed or discussed in part with those members of the board that are present tonight after this executive session. The next stage will be is the P&N committee, the actual negotiations committee, will get together this coming Monday to look at that in more depth and give any feedback back to the association on our views or how we interpret what we see in regards to the salary guides as put together. Still a lot of work to be done by both parties, and that is each party needs to take the pieces of the memorandum of agreement and other subsets to their respective organizations for review, approval, and voting. I'd like to say I'm optimistic that we would have an agreement by the end of the year, but I said that for 2 years in 2012 and 13, and we didn't get there, but very optimistic that we can get to an agreement and have that effective definitely this school year and ideally this calendar year.
Thank you. Ms. McLaughlin is our liaison to the Hearn County Board of Education. Ms. McLaughlin, have they had any meeting?
No, they're off for the summer.
Off for the summer, lucky them.
Maybe we should consider that.
Mr. Sturgis is our liaison to ESC. Mr. Sturgis, any meetings, anything to report, sir?
Yes, we met in second Tuesday in June. I wasn't here at the board meeting so I'm reporting on it now. The majority of the meeting centered around the sale of the ESC property in Tewksbury. They sold off the property on Sawmill Road. They've been in that property for a long time. It no longer suited their needs. They found a buyer. That transaction went through. They're going to lease that property back while they're renovating their new property, which is the former Hunterdon Learning Center property. That's a big project for ESC for this year, and I think it'll go into next year. So I anticipate that will come up in future meetings. They went over some of their mission, which is education. They're a school. And they maintain two primary facilities, the one in Tewksbury now on Sawmill Road, and the larger one, which is in Ringo's, which is referred to as South Campus. And they educate students at the high school level with disabilities. Many of them have emotional needs, and that's kind of their core student is high school age students with emotional needs. They have a lot of tuition paying students at the South Campus. And they were celebrating the graduation in June. So it runs, the board meeting runs just like this one. It's a very large board. It's a large meeting. They're not held as often as ours. I think I'll go 4 times this year. They talked a lot about shared services. That's one of the things that ESCs do, is they provide professional services to school districts within Hunterdon County. And that's their other source of revenue. It's tuition and shared services revenue. So that was substantially the content of the meeting, and I'll report back at the next meeting, which I think will be in the fall.
Great. Thank you very much. I'd like to move on to the old business section, the actual section where board members bring up old topics that we've talked about before. This portion of our meeting is for board members to ask questions about old business of the board on school-related matters only. It's not a time for us to make personal statements. Rather, it's a time to review topics that have been previously discussed and bring up old topics relative to the business of the board. Do any board members?
I do.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
My question is actually for AJ. I was just wondering what the status of the shed was. Are we getting another shed? Are we putting it somewhere?
When you speak of shed, I'm
the barn?
The barn.
The barn.
The barn.
From my understanding, once I walked in the door here, where we weren't going to put anything back on our property. And the one thing I have brought up in the facilities committee is putting smaller type sheds at each of the buildings for additional storage. But I'm trying to meet the head-on problems at this point since coming in here, wastewater treatment facility and the site upgrades and all those other little things. At some point in time, maybe next year, we can hopefully address some of those issues after I get most of the important things done around here.
Okay.
Can I just add to that comment? I'd like to add to what Mr. Juskowitz has just said and also commend him for the job that he's doing. For so long, the board's been unable to address many of our facilities problems and we didn't have the money really to address our maintenance issues. And he has really made this a huge priority for the district to identify the things that if we don't take care of now, will cost the district a tremendous amount of money 3, 5, 7 years out. He's worked very diligently to identify it at all four of our facilities. That would be the wastewater treatment plant, both at Round Valley and at Patrick McGarren. We've got parking lot issues and ice issues and flooding issues and bricks falling out of our buildings and roofing issues and things of that nature. So I just wanted to make sure that the board was aware of all of his hard work and his attention to our maintenance and requirements and needs. And he's also thinking long-term too. So it's very refreshing for us, and we welcome it. We'd like to say thank you.
Thank you very much. And tomorrow I'll make 1 year that I'm here.
Mrs. McLaughlin.
My next question might be directed at facilities and finance, I'm not sure. But my question is, what month is the food service contract renewed?
We just did it.
So mm-hmm. Moving forward, I know that we always say we put out to bid, nobody bids. Can we actively contact other food vendors, particularly the one that North Huntington High School uses, since they get rave reviews all the time? It's called Pomptonian. Mm-hmm. To see if perhaps they might be interested in putting out a bid for our district.
We tried to, right?
I don't think they
took
it.
We tried to do that this year, because I think, if I'm not mistaken, we discussed it in a committee at some, when we were renewing this, about looking at the company that the high school used. They were not interested. We can try and pursue them again and see if we can get them interested, but I think there's
the one thing that I have been doing is I've been actively asking our principals at each of the buildings if there's been anything that we need to identify in order to meet the children's needs at this point. And I think that everything has been going along. I haven't gotten any serious complaints from any parents, at least to my knowledge. I don't know if it's been at any of the principal levels at the buildings.
I'm thinking more about the children's opinion.
Well, actually,
a lot of children I've spoken to aren't satisfied with the food. So it was basically based on preferential.
The one thing is, if I'm not mistaken, I think that there are meetings at each of the schools to get the children's input along with people from the community and to learn what they're missing. If the students continue to, I guess, voice their opinion to not members of the school district, the people that are working here, administrators or something, I don't know that these problems exist, nor that the principals, and we can't really do anything about it. I mean, we had three students came to our board meeting last year. What we did was listen to their complaints, and I kind of followed up with everything from there. So hopefully, if that's the case, they just need to let the principals know or have them come to me or write a letter or let me know, and I'll be glad to address them.
I will recommend that.
I think it's important to note, too, I've been on facilities and finance the last 2 years in my first year that I was on the board. each year this comes up, and each year the board and the committee are looking to get other vendors to apply. They just don't apply.
I know, that's why I was
wondering. Even with the effort out there to go look for an ultimate vendor, they're just not willing to come out here. He's got all choked up about it.
Yeah.
It's okay. It'll be okay after this.
Anyone else on the board have old business they'd like to bring up?
It's kind of old business. Mr. Juskowitz, I incorrectly voted aye on BA001. I wasn't here on the 22nd. I should have said nay.
Good catch, Kevin.
That was under which section was?
BA001.
My section.
Minutes.
Minutes.
It came to me when I was giving my report.
I wasn't here either.
Yep, I got it. Do we need to re-vote?
Make an amendment, friendly amendment.
Why don't we do that?
I'll move the action item again.
Yeah, but Mr. Sturgis?
Request a friendly amendment.
Just make a motion for reconsideration. Assuming the motion passes, we'll just re-vote.
Okay. I would like to make a motion to reconsider BA001.
Second?
Second.
Ms. McLaughlin? Okay, we don't have to vote on that.
You do have to vote on that.
Can we have a roll call on that, please?
Mr. Sturgis?
No.
No, you're no, making no, a motion for reconsideration.
Just on the motion.
This is a motion for reconsideration.
Oh, yes, for the motion.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Petuto?
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderoff?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Very good. So then?
Someone who's comfortable voting on that can now move the minutes for approval.
I'll move it.
Mr. McTiernan? So that's on action item 16, BA001, motion by Mr. McTiernan. Looking for a second, please.
Second.
Mrs. Vanderoff. And a roll call, please.
Mr. McTiernan.
Yes, on all items.
Mrs. Vanderoff.
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Yes to all, but action item 01, I'm going to abstain.
That's the only one.
Well, it's not going to pass. We don't have a quorum.
You have a quorum voting.
It's only one.
It's going to pass, I promise. Yes. Watch this.
Mr. Petuto?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
No.
You have to abstain.
You have to abstain.
You have to abstain.
You don't have to abstain, but if you are uncomfortable voting yes because you didn't know what happened at the meeting, I don't know how you're going to vote no.
Okay.
It's the summer.
Okay. He can vote however he wants.
I'll abstain.
All right, so you don't need five on minutes, so the motion carries 4-0 with 2 abstentions. And 3 people happy they're not here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Motion carries.
Or maybe 2 of them.
I will need a roadmap.
We will need a roadmap for this.
Can we do the right thing?
I won't be quiet.
Okay. All righty then.
Did you get you elected president of this table?
Thanks, Vito.
No problem, sir.
Any additional old business? Okay, moving on to new business. Any board members have any new business they'd like to discuss? No? Nope. Mr. Juskowitz, can you please, take it back. Second recognition of the public. I'd like to open the floor to our second recognition of the public this evening. The section is for members of the public to express themselves on school matters of community interest. We'll follow the same outline as detailed in the first public comment section on agenda items only. If you'd like to address the board, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 20 minutes.
Hello. Alyssa Olosky, 5 Smoke Rise Lane. I'm just bringing a concern from a fellow parent to the board.
It's in regards to the transportation. So the question is, will there be aides on the school buses that have the pre-K kids on them? And if not, God forbid the driver were incapacitated, what's the procedure for getting those kids then out of that 5-point harness that they're in?
I'm not sure I heard your full question, so I'm just, it was on the pre-K bus, if there is not an aide on the bus, what is the procedure if the driver is incapacitated and how these children would get out or deal with that? What they've done in the past, right, is they've picked a student leader, all right? On a pre-K, I get it, all right? But what they try and do is get a student who is more of a leader, and they give them some directions on calling for help. I think the pre-K bus is a bit of a challenge for that. So we did put something, we're talking to the principal at Spruce Run after, I want to say it was the last meeting, it could have been the meeting before, where we talked about this, and we're trying to work on some procedure and plan for those preschoolers to see what we can do for them. But I did talk to Mrs. Goad about it.
Anyone else like to address the board? No? Seeing none. Mr. Jeskowitz, can you please read the executive session?
Whereas, while the Senator Byron M. Baer Open Public Meetings Act NJSA 10:4-6 et sec requires all meetings of the Clinton Township Board of Education to be held in public, NJSA 10:4-12b sets forth 9 types of matters that may lawfully be discussed in executive session, i.e. without the public being permitted to attend. And whereas the Clinton Township Board of Education has determined that the following issues are permitted by NJSA 10:4-12b to be discussed without the public in attendance and shall be discussed during an executive session, whereas any matter involving the employment, appointment, termination of employment, terms and conditions of employment, evaluations of the performance, promotion or disciplining of any specific prospective public officer or employee, or current public officer or employee employed or appointed by the public body, unless all individual employees or appointees whose rights could be adversely affected request in writing that such matter or matters be discussed at a public meeting, subject to the balancing the public's interest and the employee's privacy rights under South Jersey Publishing Company versus New Jersey Expressway Authority, 124 NJ 478, the employee and nature of the discussion described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality, as is negotiations. Whereas any collective bargaining agreement or terms and conditions of which proposed for inclusion in any collective bargaining agreement, including the negotiation and terms and conditions with employees or representatives of employees of the public body. The collective bargaining contract discussed is between the Clinton Township Board of Education and the Clinton Township Education Association and Clinton Township Board of Education. And whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 60 minutes, after which the meeting shall reconvene and proceed with business. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Education will go into executive session for only the above stated reasons. Be it further resolved that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the aforementioned subject will be made public at such time as the reason for confidentiality no longer exists. Action may be taken upon return.
Thank you. Looking for a motion to go into executive session, please.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Two. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Executive session begins. Looking for a motion to reconvene the meeting, please.
Motion.
Sue?
Second.
Dan? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Meeting is reconvened. Now looking for a motion to adjourn this meeting, please.
Motion.
Dan? Second?
Second.
Sue? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Meeting is adjourned.